Chapter 3. A Visitor from Moore and Meggins. At dinner, Mrs. White said, "I expect Herbert is still laughing about that paw. He thinks it's completely ridiculous."
"I'm not sure about it," said her husband, pouring himself some lemonade. "I still believe that the paw moved in my hand last night."
"Nonsense," said Mary.
"It did," replied William. "I didn't imagine it. I just..."
He stopped talking because he saw that his wife was not listening. Mary was watching a man outside their house. He wore elegant clothes and had a shiny silk hat. Three times he paused at the gate, looked at their house, and then walked past it. The fourth time, he opened the gate and walked up the path. Mary removed her apron just as the stranger knocked on the door. She welcomed the stranger into the living room and apologized for their modest home. The man did not seem to listen to her. He seemed uncomfortable as he looked around the room and smiled at Mrs. White nervously.
"I was sent here from Moore and Meggins, your son's employers," the visitor said at last.
Mrs. White turned pale.
"Has something happened to Herbert?" she asked nervously. "What is it? What's happened?"
"Let the man talk, dear," her husband said. He observed the visitor anxiously. "You haven't brought bad news, have you, sir?"
"I'm sorry," began the man.
"Is he hurt?"
asked Mary immediately.
"Yes, he's badly hurt," the visitor said quietly. "But he's not in any pain."
"Oh, thank God," Mary exclaimed. "Thank God for that. Thank—"
She stopped as she suddenly understood the horrible meaning of the visitor's words and saw the terrible confirmation in the man's face. He could not look at her. There was a long silence.
"There was an accident, and Herbert got caught in the machinery," explained the visitor finally, in a quiet voice.
"Caught in the machinery," repeated William. "I see."
He took his wife's hand.
"He was our only son," he said to the visitor. "This is terrible news for us."
The visitor walked slowly to the door.
"The company are very, very sorry for you," he said. "They all liked Herbert."
The Whites did not reply. The woman's face was very pale. She stared at the floor and was silent. Her husband's face was filled with sadness and pain.
"Please understand, I work for them and I'm only obeying orders," the man continued. "But I must tell you that Moore and Meggins deny all responsibility and have got no obligation to you at all. However, they do appreciate your son's hard work over the years, and they want to give you some money as compensation."
Mr. White looked at his visitor in horror. His mouth was dry.
"How much money?" he asked.
£200,
the stranger said immediately. Mary shouted, but her husband did not hear her. Instead, he fainted and fell on the floor. In the new cemetery 2 miles away, the Whites buried their son and came back to a house of shadows and silence. The death and burial came so fast that, at first, they could not believe it. The following days passed slowly, and they lost all hope for the future. Sometimes they didn't speak a word to each other, because now they had nothing to talk about. Their days were long and tiring, and they were terribly sad.